Okay, we did karpas, we dipped our vegetable, we made a bore bria dama, and after karpas, we hit yachatz. We take the middle matzah, and we're going to break it, because like poor men, we never know what's going to be tomorrow, and the matzah is supposed to be lechem oni, like a poor man's bread, which is, a poor man doesn't ever get a whole piece of matzah, he gets the leftovers, he gets the crumbs, and a poor man always has to wonder, what am I going to eat tomorrow? And so then, just like poor men, we take the matzah, we put it in a bag, and some would even throw it over their shoulders, like the Jews left Egypt with the bags of dough or matzah over their shoulders. And what we're going to tell the child now is, you know, this matzah, very precious to me, this broken matzah over here, this matzah is dessert tonight. You know, the word afikoman really means dessert. Afikomana. Take out the dishes with dessert. That's afikoman. So this is going to be our dessert tonight, but this is a very special piece of matzah to me. You know, this matzah represents our history, the way the Jewish people were in Egypt when they didn't have a full slice of bread. And they didn't even have normal bread. They ate this matzah. And you know, if someone were to take this matzah from me, I'd give anything to get it back. If kids would take the matzah from me, you know, I'd offer them a toy. I'd offer them a ride. I don't know what I'd offer them. If only I could have this matzah back. And the kids are already well-versed and educated that they're supposed to steal the matzahs. And I always start the Seder the way my father would. And I'd say, I hear there are ganavim in the house today. I hear there are thieves roaming this house today. And all the kids start laughing. And I say, well, we're not going to have any thieves here, are we, right? So I hold on to my matzah. And the greatness of this is that this is what the kids have all been waiting for. They will stay awake trying to nab the matzah. They will stay awake knowing that when they give it back, they could bargain for what they're going to get in exchange for the matzah. And as we said, the goal of tonight is the kids to pass over the tradition. And that's why it's so important to continue this tradition of the afikoman. There are all kinds of do-gooders who say, no, it's not educational, I'll teach your kid to steal. Dreminish can cup. The kids understand very well. They're not supposed to steal. They understand this is a game, and this is their job in this game, and this is their duty. And let the game begin. So I prepared dummy bags and so that the kids will steal it and then they'll discover there's nothing in it. And I tell the kids that they're going to have to work really hard to get this bag for me. And I purposely make it hard for them because I want them to stay awake. I want to share the story with them. The whole purpose of this is to keep them awake. So when the story begins, the kids are all fighting who's going to sit next to me. It's not out of their tremendous love for me. It's because they each want their chance at nabbing the afikoman. And I will very often put down the afikoman and then grab it back as they all pounce on it, just to keep them awake. And sometimes I'll hide the afikoman in one of their pillows when they're not looking. And then they'll come and they'll start searching me. Dad, where'd the afikoman go? And I'll say, didn't you take it? I don't know, look. And sometimes there are parts of the Agada where the kids really don't find them too interesting. And those are the parts where I start in advance. I hide the afikoman. And then I'll suddenly make them realize, hey, they didn't see where the afikoman was. And then during those parts which are not so interesting for the kids, they're all busy looking, where'd that afikoman go? And meanwhile, we move forward in the Maggid. And we bring them back in when it's relevant to them. So this is a tremendous tool to keep the kids involved and awake and active. And so tonight, gentlemen, you are the kids. Don't be too violent with me. I'm an old man. But let the game begin. Okay. So we did yachatz. We split the matzah. Now we take the matzahs. We have a broken matzah. Now it's lechem oni. And we now tell everyone here, we tell everyone, ho lachma anyo, this poor man's bread. Diachalu. What are we starting now? Gentlemen, what are we starting now? What are we starting now? Magid, right? Kadesh shofat karpas lahat magid rotzah motzi matzah maror korech shulchan orech tzafon barech halanitza magid. We're up to magid.